We are back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. It is quite an accomplishment to run a marathon, an accomplishment that I cannot claim, but my co-host here can.
Yes, indeed. Well, actually, that was two marathons, but even that pales by comparison with the achievement of Ashley Schneider. Just over 9 years ago, Schneider successfully became one of just a handful of women to run across the entire United States.
But the reason she did it and what the effort has evolved into are even more important than that first run. We'll listen back to part of our 2012 interview with her in a few minutes. But first, Schneider's work is the subject of an article in the May issue of Milwaukee Magazine. We're joined in the studio by writer Dan Simmons. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks, Mitch.
Bring us back to that first effort in 2010. What spurred her to run across the country that first time?
So she had kind of a dream job right out of college at UWL. She was running fitness programs on a cruise ship.
nice work if you can get it. Yeah.
Yes. So she was teaching people on cruise ships to rock climb and surf, as I recall, and meeting a lot of people from all over the world who kind of had this common fascination with her country and a real passion for exploring it, which kind of awakened her in her this epiphany that, hey, I should explore my own country since everyone else in the world wants to explore it so much. You know, why not? I actually, you know, that's my home. And she had this epiphany that she should run across the country. What better way to see the country than, you know, on foot? And further, that she should do so as a fundraiser for multiple sclerosis, which is a very dear cause to her because she watched her mom suffer through it her entire childhood.
So this first effort itself made a splash, I gather, though it didn't quite hit its fundraising goal. What went right and what didn't go quite as right in that first effort?
The running went spectacularly, right?
Right, shockingly. Like two blisters, right, the whole time.
And a short bout of heat exhaustion. So, you know, which defines a lot of people's, you know, weekend running jaunt. She went across the country and was virtually unscathed by the effort. She put a lot of training into it, but still the best laid plans often, you know, go awry. Not for her. She got across the country, no problem, but she finished in New York City after starting in San Francisco at the Golden Gate Bridge and just felt this odd emptiness.
And she had become, she was what, only the 16th woman ever to do this?
She was, yeah.
You say she kind of had this emptiness after that first run was over. So how did that first experience evolve in subsequent years to what MS Run the US became?
So she had this fundraising goal of $500,000. She didn't reach it, and she just felt like a failure, which is a strange feeling for someone who has just run across the country. But that was her real driving passion for this project. She didn't meet it. And in the process of running across the country, again, she met a lot of people who said, man, I wish I could do that. And so these two ideas formed into this nonprofit for her. What if I give people across the country an opportunity to do a leg of this? Not the entire thing, but, 6 days of it. And kind of spread the wealth in terms of fundraising. So she hatched this idea to form a nonprofit, which has become MS Run the US, and it's in its, I think it's eighth running now.
Right, and so they choose more than a dozen runners to each run basically a marathon a day for 6 days. How do they choose who gets to do this?
So there's a pretty rigorous screening process, as I understand. I mean, you have to prove, number one, that you're up for this challenge, which more people are than you would imagine. It seems like everyone Ashley meets, in my experience with her, she views as having the potential to do this. So it's not like you have to have done this before or be some kind of crazy ultramarathoner. She takes people who want to do it and coaches them up, gives them the training that is going to help them do this. But then you also have to show a commitment to this cause and a commitment that is going to extend to fundraising for this cause. So those are the criteria.
Right. They have to meet a benchmark. Is that right? Do they have to raise something like $10,000?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they don't have to raise that before they're accepted, but they have to show an ability and willingness to do so.
Well, and you spoke with one of the runners who conveniently for this story lives in Wauwatosa. What was Annapurna's connection to this cause?
Again, her mom had MS, and so she – and her mom had been a runner in her early years, and so MS obviously disqualified her from any physical activity like that. And so it was sort of a natural fit for her as well. And like Ashley, she came into this a pretty casual runner and became quite an obsessive.
Well, and so we talk about raising money for MS, but what do you know about the sorts of things the nearly $1.5 million, I guess, at this point, that they've raised has helped fund?
It's kind of two prongs, research and then needs as they arise for people with MS.
So there's some very specific needs, right?
Exactly. So a man down in, I believe it was Kenosha, needed a lift for his van. So he could get around and go enjoy life.
And so these are, presumably people apply to receive funds through the program, and they find them?
They do, but they're also connected with other MS nonprofits throughout the country who sometimes refer cases like his to them.
Well, so you are a runner, correct?
Once a runner.
Yeah. So
still sort of a runner.
Is this something you could even conceive of doing?
Once I talked to Ashley, yes. But
what is it about her? What is her strength that really lets her be such an ideal person to get people through this?
She's very even keeled. She's not, a real rah-rah type, and she's not a downer. She just has this kind of ability to instill the same quiet confidence that she has in other people.
So back to the initial question is, could you see yourself taking this on someday?
My 24-year-old self, yes. 42-year-old self, not so much. Not that it's not possible. It just takes an incredible commitment of time that currently in my life that spent chasing around as an almost 6-year-old. So that's kind of my marathon.
I was just going to say, it's a marathon itself. Well, Dan Simmons, thank you so much for sharing the story with us.
Okay, great to be here. Thanks, Mitch.
Writer Dan Simmons is a frequent contributor to Milwaukee Magazine. His article on Ashley Schneider and her MS Run the U.S. organization is in the May issue.
We spoke with Ashley Schneider back when she was Ashley Cumlin back in 2012 about her first run across the United States and what she hoped her effort would become. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me.
What does running and long distance running and extremely long distance running have to do with MS? Why is this your tool, if that's the right word?
I guess it's my tool because it's something that it's the tool that God gave me. Fitness and running are two things that are very important to me. And they come, I wouldn't say naturally, the desire to do both comes naturally. And then my mom, Jill Cumlin, has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis since 1980. So it was a combination of becoming a bit more mature and realizing that I can use my love of running and fitness to raise money and awareness for multiple sclerosis.
Your mom was diagnosed in 1980, which, if my math is right, it was before you were born?
Yeah, my mom was diagnosed a year and a half after my older sister was born. And then her symptoms, so multiple sclerosis is a autoimmune disease that attacks the central nervous system, so the brain, the spinal cord, and the optic nerves. And it varies from person to person. So some people can have it very severe. Some people don't have symptoms for a while. And symptoms can be pain, numbness, paralysis, all of the above. So my mom didn't have many symptoms for the first 7 years of her diagnosis. And they progressively have gotten to the point where she is now, where she has trouble walking and poor fine motor skills and sometimes communication, coordination, balance, all of that can be very difficult. So my parents had decided when she was originally diagnosed, they didn't know as much about the disease as they do now. And my parents decided to go on, just living their life the way that they had planned it and intended. So they had my older brother, they had myself, and then my younger sister. So,
well, And the disease, as you say, has obviously had its effect on her. But as you were growing up and as the disease for her was getting worse, how do you think MS has shaped who you are?
You know, it's interesting because my parents really made our life as normal as possible. And I'm using air quotes there because I do understand that families, you know, each family has their own thing. But they really, you know, we were in sports and they drove us around. And the big thing is we just had to, you know, if we were in a public place and mom started having an episode or something, then we just kind of had to all be in the same boat. And it was difficult at times. I remember being in high school and going prom dressing with my dad, which, you know, I
not what every girl dreams
no,
of.
No, especially when my dad took the token, like, oh, you'd look great in a paper bag. And I'm like, thanks, Dad, that doesn't help. So those were the things that I really missed, having that mother-daughter relationship that I even see people, women get to have now. You know, now that I'm 28, I see my friends going out to lunch with their moms and, you know, doing stuff like that. And I can do that with my mom. It's just not the same, especially with her lack of ability to carry on a conversation, forming full sentences and full thoughts, and, you know, memory is an issue too.
Well, and so when did the idea of taking MS on as your own life's work enter the picture? You were a fitness coach on a cruise ship, right?
Yeah, so I was traveling the world and I was getting paid for it, and it was pretty amazing, awesome post-college job. And I was with a company for about a year and a half and just out in the Caribbean, and I don't know, one day I was running on the treadmill and I thought about, I love to travel. I loved the U.S. and I hadn't spent a lot of time traveling in the U.S. So I was kind of thinking about running in U.S. and what should I do? And then I was thinking about running from different cities to see my friends. And it kind of came into this whole maybe I should run across America thing. And that idea stuck in my head for like a day or two just to kind of ponder it. And then when I thought about doing it for my mom, I got super pumped up and really excited and passionate. And I actually quit my job very shortly after that to come home and started MS Run the U.S. and started kind of pursuing that dream to run across the country for multiple sclerosis.
Well, and so how long was that period between the time that this popped into your head while you're on a treadmill and the time that you actually left the West Coast heading for the East Coast?
I would say it was a year and a half. I would say the idea came to me in September, October of 2008. I quit my job in 2009, spent all of 2009 building the nonprofit and getting support and kind of proving that I could run across America before I left. And then I left March 22nd, 2010.
Well, and that seems like it would be a key part of it, not just building the support, but being able to convince people that this is something that you could actually do. Because I would imagine if you're thinking of supporting someone to do this, you don't want them to give up in the middle of Nevada.
Or get injured. Or, I mean, there's a whole variable list of things that could and can go wrong. And even runners with the highest credentials would have a hard time convincing someone they could run across America until they actually did it.
Well, and so how did you do it?
How did I run across
America? How did you convince yourself and them and that you could actually do it before you actually did it?
I would say my strongest thing is passion and just getting people to take a chance. Money Mutual was our major support, and we have endorsement with Montel Williams. And so those two together were major financial support, and they really took a big chance with us and said, you know, I think you can get this done. So without that, I think I still would have done it. It would have just been on a smaller scale. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I always told myself, I kept repeating myself that I couldn't worry about how I was going to get it done. I just had to, you know, focus on why I was going to do it and what I was going to do. And then the how would develop.
So along the mental lines, I mean, you've been an endurance athlete for a while. You worked as a fitness coach. You still do, I gather. But I would imagine even with that background and even with your mother's life story in the back of your mind, there must have been times in that period between March and September of 2010 where you woke up and you'd already run 800, 1,000 miles, and then the realization hits you that you're not even halfway across the country. How do you motivate yourself to go out and run 25 miles that day?
my mom was the huge motivation. I mean, she's really been, she's the endurance athlete, really, having that disease for so long. And she is extremely positive and very bright and has just a really strong faith. And so anytime, I mean, quitting wasn't an option because she doesn't get the option to have an off day. And so it really was, you know, stepping outside of my personal feelings or my motivational feelings for the day and saying, okay, mom doesn't get a break, so I don't get a break. And the hard part, too, was building up to the run and then physically running once we had the funding and all of that. It was really focusing on the donations. So once I got to that point, I had had to get over a good amount of big hurdles. So I knew that I really wanted it by the time I got there. And so for me, I really was just reminding myself to enjoy the moment because it was going to go by very quickly, no matter how long it felt like at the moment.
And I imagine as you've done this, you have probably heard from a lot of people with the disease or with loved ones with the disease. What goes through your mind when somebody reaches out to you like that?
What I think that MS Run the US provides is more of like an individualized inspiration, motivational platform. And, you know, just an opportunity for people to say, you know what, you can do something about it. And the MS Society has a great, like, do-it-yourself fundraising platform. So anyone, even, you don't have to run across America or participate in the relay to do something for the cause. And I think that's the motivation and the knowledge that you can do something is great.
Ashley Schneider speaking on Lake Effect in 2012. She and her work with MS Run the US are the subject of a feature by Dan Simmons in the May issue of Milwaukee Magazine. You'll find a link to more about it at wuwm.com.